Hey marketers, if you want to get the latest news, trends, and insights in marketing, advertising, and tech, check out the Adweek Podcast Network. Learn from leading voices across media and marketing with original shows like Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, Marketing Vanguard, and Tech Magic with Kathy Hackle. Start listening now by searching Adweek wherever you listen to podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
You're listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, a show where we discuss trends, marketing, pop culture, and incorporating generative AI into your marketing. Because at the end of the day, everything is an ad. I am Luz Corona, Adweek Community Editor, coming to you live at Commerce Week from the podcast studio presented by OMD. Our first guest here is Melissa Waters, CMO of Upwork. Melissa, how are you?
Hi, Luz.
Hi.
It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. And we were able to squeeze this in your short New York trip, and it all the cards lined up. And
I know. Yeah. I know. I feel so fortunate to be here. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, thank you for popping in. So really, today we have you here to pick your brain on generative AI. Everyone's trying to figure out how to incorporate this into their own processes and marketing and everything. You guys have done that. You've started to. So I would love to hear, how is Upwork approaching generative AI as a business?
Oh, it's such a good question, and it is on everyone's minds. It's topic du jour and has been for a little while now, so I think we've all been kind of settling in. We approach it in three different ways, actually. It's kind of interesting because for anybody who doesn't know Upwork, we're the world's work marketplace. We cover 10,000 plus skills in 125 plus categories of work. So we have freelancers all over the world working with clients all over the world, which is really amazing to be able to see the like trends that AI is having also on our platform. So we think about it internally first with our teams. How do we enable our own teams to start getting their hands on different tools to make their work more effective and efficient? And I can talk more about that around, you know, how we do that in marketing specifically. And then we think about it around enabling our talent on our platform because they are looking for upskilling and reskilling capabilities to be able to get their hands on tools. So we have made tools available to talent on our platform. And then we think about it in a third dimension, which is how do we infuse more and more AI technology into the way people work on Upwork? So how can we enable and help support people to search for talent better, you know, increase search capabilities, hire and find talent, and then, of course, get work done together? So we think about it across all three of these dimensions, which makes it a very dynamic and busy time for us.
Wow. So you're doing it internally, externally, like on the platform.
Exactly.
All the above.
Exactly.
So this tech is relatively new, but as per Accenture, 47% of CMOs are planning to dedicate funds specifically for AI into their budgets, which I'm sure you are very familiar with. And this kind of marking a departure from the traditional advertising. This isn't just something you're investing in from a business perspective. These AI tools are playing a huge role in the marketing mix. So can you talk me through the tools that the marketing department, like your team at Upwork, what they're using and how you guys are using them?
Yeah, great question. So we have adopted several different tools and we use them across the different departments. So our organization runs the gamut from performance marketing to product marketing, brand marketing, creative, comms, you name it. So as a full stack marketing organization, we look at the way in which we can use generative AI tools across all elements of our work. And we have used some specific tools like ChatGPT and Google and 11 Labs for some of our content creation, Reggie AI for some of our enterprise marketing. We've used a variety of different tools, but I think the thing that's been the unlock for us, Luce, separate from even just getting access to tools, which we've done as a business, mm-hmm. we set up an internal council that helps us review tools and adopt them readily and kind of put a really robust but nimble review process in place so that everybody can get access to the things that will help enable them. And I think that's been really transformative for us to be able to have teams who are looking at these tools to make sure that we're passing data properly and that they're all licensed properly and all that good stuff and they're compliant with our standards. But the big unlock that we've seen, separate from just access to tools, is having a real focus on cultural kind of cultural permission, I would say. How do we, from the top down in our organization, from our CEO and our executive team, give permission to everyone in the org to use these tools and not feel as though they have to be concerned about whether or not they're going to displace somebody's job or whether or not they're going to be a risk to them. I think everybody's first reaction when the everything hit the scene was like, am I going to lose my job because AI is going to replace me? I think that's especially true in the marketing industry. Everybody's worried about displacement from writing and creative and content, et cetera.
Yep.
And we've taken a really different approach, which is, no, we actually think that this is such an important time for people to actually upskill and reskill themselves around how they use technology to do their jobs in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking a ton about cultural permission inside the organization, and that comes to life through literally like showing and telling, here's how I've used it, here's what it's doing for me, here's where it's working and not working. So we do lots of case studies around the business where we are sharing cases of how the technology is helping us. And that's been a huge unlock just to have cultural permission inside the organization to help people feel as though they can be true experimenters.
I love that. Cultural permission. I'm going to steal that. That's really great. So now the folks like running these and kind of almost like teaching the rest of the group is what I'm hearing. Is that the internal council that you just mentioned?
No, the internal council is more oriented to enablement of the tools. So it's a mix of our legal, policy, and InfoSec and security teams. So they're looking at anybody inside the organization, if we're encouraging people to get their hands on tools, the first thing that people want to do is actually sign up for them and get a license and get using them. But we actually need to make sure that our data is secure and that we're, terms are secure and all that good stuff. So we have an internal council with a really nimble process. So we have short SLAs where people will review the proposal of a tool that we want to bring in-house. And so that council is helping enable people to get their hands on tools. But when the team does have their hands on them and they say, okay, I'm going to incorporate using ChatGPT into my workflows, I'm going to use it for everything from lifecycle email to content to, creative ideation, et cetera, how do we then take those cases and showcase them in the organization? So we use various Slack channels to be able to do knowledge sharing. We use our team meetings, both our company weekly all-hands meetings to showcase these cases, and our marketing all-hands meetings where we do true show and tell of like, come on in and tell everybody what you're working on and what you've seen, work for you with using the technology. And that's been really helpful, I think, because people have seen cases that they may not have thought about before. Mm-hmm. So you get kind of that organic cross-pollinization of, somebody with an idea.
Yeah.
And it inspires other people to be able to get creative about how to use the tech.
Wow. So this is so fascinating to me because I'm just envisioning like the big like screen in the front and you guys are like walking everyone through it, right?
Yeah.
So what has, like, can you share a little bit about the feedback on that? Have people like found it helpful? Have they shared like feedback on how they've applied it to their own work?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's been really inspiring to watch people get creative with it. I joke with our team that I call us, the creative problem solvers because you oftentimes get so wrapped up in the creative of the work that we make, the creativity, but I like to call all of our team creative because they are so good at problem solving. We take any business problem that's at hand, whether it's, boy, we have to, 10x our lifecycle output, or we have to totally improve our conversion rates, or we have to get much better at personalization, and we take these problems that we have and say, all right, how is the team going to embrace technology to be able to help solve those problems? And the team is just naturally a group of really creative people. And so it's really fun to be able to see them cross-pollinate. We had a really interesting show and tell recently with our content team where they were using technology to be able to use AI to do things like this, actually. Like, can we use voice technology to be able to have our exec team, our spokesperson team, be out and talking about content that might have come from other places in which they've spoken about it, but we need to actually augment it and have it be a different talk track. And our content team was sharing how they used AI to generate our CEO's voice and my voice and other exec voices to be able to create content for blogs and podcasts and things. And that was like mind blowing for everybody. Totally wild.
I would be so scared.
I know.
People have power.
I all of a sudden could speak Korean and French. In all these different languages, it was with my voice, and you could not tell the difference between my normal voice and my AI voice. It was wild.
Oh my gosh.
But it's like mind blowing and also inspiring because people go, oh yeah, you know what? I hadn't thought about using it in this way. So the cross pollinization and inspiration sessions have been really helpful for everybody to kind of get their mind around how the tech can be useful.
Wow. And it is simply just show and tell. That's really where that's been.
Yes.
Wow. So I have so many questions, but I'll do just one more before ad break. So how are you measuring the impact of these tools on not only like the marketing and the business part and your own teams, like how they're working?
Yeah. In some of the tools, it's a little easier. So it's things like, you know, can we improve conversion rates of, you know, when we implement this technology, does it do something different to the way that we've applied a practice before? So I'll give you an example. When we do Reggie AI work for all of our sales outreach, we're seeing 40% increase in content and 40% increase in content creation and 17% increase in conversion rates. So being able to see that type of metric move, you go, okay, that's really useful to us and we can justify the cost and the kind of, the practice inside the business. But honestly, the majority of ways in which we've, separate from ones that are more easily tracked like that, the majority of way that I'm looking at effectiveness right now is less on true bottom line business ROI and more about team member efficiency and satisfaction. Are people enjoying using tools? Is it helping them get better at their jobs? Do they feel as they're growing as a practitioner? I mean, I think you can probably relate to, like, we've been in the industry long enough to see things like digital transformation, social, mobile, you know, the rise of the creator economy, and now AI. I think that marketers inherently are curious individuals, and marketers and creatives are curious individuals who are trying to always upskill themselves. And so when I think about my team being able to go through this chapter of innovation together and feeling as though they're getting better at their roles because they're embracing technology, that to me has ROI before I even see business bottom line ROI.
Yeah. It's so ironic to me that we're talking about incorporating AI, but you have such a human first approach, mm-hmm. kind of. And I think there's definitely some magic there. I'm going to pick your brain some more, but for now we'll cut to ad break and we will be right back after this message.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hats because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be,
And we're we're back. We have Melissa here from Upwork, and I am just kind of jaw kind of open and just listening to how you guys are incorporating this in AI into your journey. So, I mean, Melissa, you've been there for 2 years. You've kind of seen this roll out for a bit. What would your advice be to other CMOs on this journey? Like, how to even start? Like, do you think the internal counsel is a must? Do you think like the show and tell is really beneficial? Tell us what you think.
I do. Yeah. So my first piece of guidance would be, I think everybody has to make a decision early on whether or not this is going to be a tailwind or a headwind for your business. That is like fundamentally kind of the first order of business is, are we going to embrace this and allow it to be a tailwind for us? Or are we going to dig our heels in and think of it as a headwind? And maybe because we're just generally optimists and people who believe in the future, you know, Upwork is leading the charge into the future of work. So we feel very leaned in on, you know, making sure that we're kind of a catalyst for the way that we can work in the future. Our CEO and our exec team was incredibly clear from the very beginning that this was going to be a tailwind for our business. Gotcha. And that if we can build efficiency into our work, then all the better for the people on our platform who are every day, you know, searching for getting things done and trying to get things done efficiently and effectively. So once we embrace that dynamic around, you know, and kind of that disposition around being optimistic and leaning in and it being a tailwind, I think the next thing that we noticed in the business is that people would kind of, you know, I call it the how hurdle. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do next. I don't know what first step I should take. And so what unlocked for us is when we set up that council that said, we have people here who are going to help you figure out what tools. You have lots of ideas on what you want to do, but we're going to actually figure out how to enable you to do that. And we're going to look at all the details and the policies and the legal dynamics around that. It released kind of the pressure from each individual to feel as though they had to figure it out themselves. So I think enabling folks with that council really, really helped. And then also when you get one or two kind of trendsetters in the organization who jump in first and show what's possible and get the creative juices flowing around like, oh, I quickly adopted this and I tried it on 10 things and I want to show you what it's doing for me. That was just a wonderful snowball effect for the team to be able to really, you know, get inspired about how they could apply it in their work. So I would say figure out how to embrace it, figure out how to enable it. And then from there, you've got to inspire.
That's so great. And I think you're like making me less scared about trying AI now because you got to be like curious, but also just kind of this is the world that we live in now. Right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I feel like, you know, we've all been through these transformations and these revolutions and this is the one here now. And the better we can be at it, you know, the earlier that we can be best at it, then the better we're going to be at our jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I would love to sit in on a show and tell. That sounds so fascinating to me.
Yes, let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it.
So, Melissa, if we spoke in a year's time, we have you back in New York a year from now, where would you hope the industry would be at in terms of adopting and discussing this technology? And where would you want to see Upwork in terms of its progress?
Yeah, I hope we continue to inspire each other. I hope we have more and more use cases in which people are doing just really mind-blowing cool stuff and that the industry is looking at those cases and saying, wow, we never think this was possible and we can reimagine the way we get work done. So I hope there's continued optimism, you know, in the industry writ large. And as far as Upwork goes, you know, we're doing a ton of work right now on infusing more and more, you know, capabilities into our platform itself to help enable the process of getting work done, helping find talent, helping match great talent with great clients, helping define jobs, get the workflows done, people getting paid, you know, that entire flow of work. We know AI is going to have just an enormous impact on making that process be a lot, you know, easier and more efficient. So I hope in a year's time that Upwork is able to share, you know, a bunch of stats about how all of the technology that we're rolling out is enabling that process, which ultimately allows freelancers to earn more and for clients to do more. And we already see that happening now. We've, you know, released technology that, you know, helps people, job post generator, you know, type of technology that allows people to kind of shortcut the job posting process. We're seeing great returns on that. So I hope that every time we release a new feature, we're coming back and talking about how we've made the process more efficient.
I love that. Did you guys like identify kind of the parts of the process that you thought were taking too much time and like we're like, oh, there's potential here for an AI tool to really assist?
100%. Yeah, we are so dedicated to listening to our customers. We have an entire customer 360 team that is looking at all the feedback across the user journey, looking at NPS scores across the user journey. So we know where people are having a delightful experience and we know where people are getting stuck. And when people are getting stuck, it's oftentimes, this is probably not a surprise to you being in the industry that we're in, it's oftentimes people showing up and being like, I have a business problem, but I don't know how to start by, how do I write that as a job post on a platform? How do I find the right talent? I don't even know. We recently have been rolling out a product called Instant Consultations where you could just talk to a freelancer who can help you write the job post, help you define the work, help you figure out what it is that you need done. Because you know the problem you have, but you don't know how to frame it in a way to get matched with the right person to help. Right. So every place in which we see, you know, either talent or clients getting stuck, you know, we know that that's an opportunity for us to apply AI and just help people get unstuck as much as possible.
I love that. Can you help me with doing chores at the house
yes,
as well?
Okay. I'm sure we can work on that too. Yes.
That's where I need to be efficient. Oh, this is so great, Melissa. I'm so excited to see what Upwork, where you guys are in a year. And kudos to you for being just so kind of human first on your approach. And thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute delight. Thank you, Luz.
Thank you for listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by me, Al Manarino, executive produced by Chris Ahrens and John Heil, and edited by Lane McGivney at Boutwell Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all of Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.